totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't think he believes it.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez.
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Oh, if we only had anything to talk about.
Nada.
I really don't know what to talk about.
Neither do I.
Nothing is going on. There is no sporting events going on. Nothing.
This weekend or any other weekend for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can talk about stuff down the road, but UFC tonight.
There is.
And for the first time, in as long as I can remember, it is not a pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. I saw Goldberg tweeted out something that he's able to go play golf today, where normally he would be in Vegas, or a year or two ago he would have been in Newark. But yeah, so that's now a Fox Sports One show.
Yes, UFC Fight Night 83.
Some football game going on tomorrow.
I hear it's kind of big.
And I'm hoping, and you know, and people think that we set stuff up and we don't. We don't talk before this. I don't even see you until you walk into the studio.
Which was actually about a minute ago. We've been on air for 2 minutes, and I got here a minute ago.
Yeah. No, and that's definitely true. So I don't know where you're going to stand on something that I do want to talk about. A lot of Buccaneer fans have been arguing with other Buccaneer fans as to who they are rooting for in this game tomorrow.
Okay.
And we'll get to that down the road. Coming up momentarily, Steve Savanu, we're going to talk another Audio-Technica product, the ATH S700BT. And so we will have Frank on momentarily. And what we're going to do, we're not just going to give that one away this time. What we're going to do is we're going to do our picks. So we're going to do Super Bowl pick, who scores first, and who wins the main event tomorrow night.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So
are we going to remember all this stuff?
No, that's why you're here.
I need to write something down? Whoa. I don't know if that's in my job description.
Yeah, I'm not sure what your job description is.
I don't think I have one.
So that's going to be the three.
Okay.
And then, is that enough? What happens if somebody gets two out of the – then we'll do a drawing. Okay?
Okay, so to enter, you have to enter all three.
Right.
Depending on who gets the most out of those three, if there's a tie, then there will be a drawing.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it will be whoever gets the most.
Or should we add more to it because it's only three? Or do you want to just keep it simple and then we'll just have a drawing?
This is going to be difficult enough as is.
Not really. It's three. Sue wins the Super Bowl.
Okay. Super Bowl, who scores first, picks for the main event for Fox Sports 1.
Right.
Who wins the coin flip? I mean, these are just prop bets now.
All right, and the coin flip.
Okay.
Or do you want to even go further out and just say who gets the ball first?
How long is the
national anthem
going to run?
who's singing? Is that Rihanna? Is that who's singing it?
I wouldn't even know.
Are you watching the game on Sunday?
Probably part of it. Yeah. I want to see as much of it as I can.
I don't even care.
I
don't care.
I kind of do.
I don't care at all. I know who I would like to see win. Mm-hmm. And again, we'll talk about that. First, let me throw out what's on tap.
Schedule.
Steve Savanu momentarily to talk about the ATH 7 S700BT. At the bottom of the hour, a former Tampa Bay Devil Ray.
Whoa, kicking it old school.
This is good news and bad news for you, just so you know.
Oh, God.
On the phone in a little bit, a chat with Toby Hall.
Hey.
As his charity event is coming up next Friday, which means you will be in either Studio A or Studio B while I'm playing golf.
Naturally.
At the Toby Hall charity event.
Naturally.
Brad Penny will be out there, bunch of guys. So maybe we'll even do a call in or two.
Oh, damn decent.
How about that? And then 145, and I did this for you, and we'll get to Steve Savanu in 1 second. This is for you and you and you and all of the Rowdy fans throughout Tampa Bay and throughout the world.
Kicking the grass.
I can sing the song if you want.
Sure, why not?
You want me to sing the song?
After we have Steve on.
Okay.
Don't want to have him on.
Perry Vanderbeck will be on roughly 145, and then we will be starting a Rowdy Minute where we will have a coach, a player, somebody from the Rowdies on every Friday.
I like the name of that, Rowdy Minute.
The Rowdy Minute.
All right.
So this week's Rowdy Minute is Steve Savanu. Steve, how are you?
I'm always rowdy, especially when we're talking about headphones.
There you go. We're going to get right into it. The ATH-7S700BT. Give me the scoop.
Correct. This is a Sonic Fuel wireless over-the-ear headphone with Bluetooth technology. So the cool thing about this headphone is it eliminates that piece of wire that goes from your player up to your headphones. And it's an over-the-ear model, so it's going to isolate you from some background sound. It's a comfortable headset. It's got a built-in control for volume and a built-in microphone so you can answer calls and so forth with your smartphone. But the really cool thing is it will pair with up to 8 devices. So you're going to the gym using your portable player. It pairs automatically. You get home and you want to, say, use Bluetooth on your computer to watch the game. And it'll automatically pair with that one as well. You're using your significant other wants to borrow your headphones to work out, and it pairs with their player. So you can pair this with up to 8 devices and not have to go through that pairing process each time you change device, which I think is a really, really cool feature of that product.
Now, would it make me a bad person when my wife asked to borrow these, if I owned a pair, which I don't just yet, to go to the gym and I say, no, get your own?
I would think, say, no, get your own, because it's just more that we can sell.
Exactly. And this takes the if you can't operate, decorate to a whole new level. Because, you know, when you try to hide the cord and you run it through your shirt and all that stuff and you're doing it as you're walking through the mall, you don't have to do that with this.
Exactly. And if you know, if you're working out, you know, there's always that obscure time when maybe you want to put your player or your phone on the apparatus. So you can see an incoming call or something. And so now you've got the cable hanging down with a traditional pair of headphones, and you hook it over the handles of the device, and it pulls your headphones off. And not only do you look really dumb in the gym, but you might, you know, drop your phones on the floor or whatever. But with this, it eliminates that cable, so you can put your player or your device, you know, on the apparatus. You can see it and not be tethered.
And another thing that I like, and there's many things that I like about this, but, you know, I have the iPhone 6 Plus, which is too big to keep in your pocket if you're doing cardio or if you're on the bike or whatever. And so I've always had this dilemma of carrying both. So I have my iPhone and then my old iPhone as my quote-unquote iPlay or iPad or whatever. Not iPad. What are the little
iPod?
Things? iPod.
iPod.
Well, with this, I can get rid of the iPod thing. I can still bring my phone. I can put it down. I can put it on the bike or whatever and not have to worry about it so that I can use it. So this serves numerous purposes.
Absolutely. But then, you know, there's always that situation. Maybe you're flying someplace and they say, you know, no Bluetooth devices allowed for whatever reason. And that happens in several situations. So these headphones also come with a cable. So you can, if you need to, wire it to your device, plug it into your device directly. So if you can't use Bluetooth for whatever reason, or if the battery dies, you can still use them as a regular pair of headphones. So it adds an even other benefit to it.
Talk about the ear pads and the headband and everything else other than, obviously, you know, what we've already talked about.
Well, you know, it's got the memory foam type ear pads. They're going to provide you with a real comfortable fit. One of the things I've heard from people that use our headphones with the memory foam is even when they're working out, the headphones feel comfortable and they don't feel sweaty and sticky on your ears. The battery provides 6 hours of continuous use and 200 hours of standby on a full charge, and it's a simple USB charging cable. It will plug into any USB power supply to charge it up or plug it into your computer to charge the headphones up. So It's really a comfortable headphone. It's a rugged, well-built headphone. It'll take the abuse that that you know people put. I mean, when you're working out, headphones are something that people don't really think about, and these are pretty rugged.
What we're going to do with this, normally we have just a random drawing at 11:59:59 Friday night. What we're going to do is a little contest this weekend. Who wins the Super Bowl? Who wins the flip? Who wins the main event of the UFC? And what was the fourth?
Who's scoring first.
And who scores first. So
in the big game.
That is going to be the four for somebody or all the people that are interested in this, as am I. Where can we get more information? Because I need to purchase a pair of these.
You can find out more information about this product on the Audio-Technica website, www.audio-technica.com. And these are available in brick-and-mortar and online retailers across the country.
There you go. Steve, as always, thank you very much. Before I let you go, who do you think wins on Sunday?
You know, I got to go with Carolina just because my sister lives there.
There you go. And I will send you the clip of my pick later on in the program, and I think it'll be very similar to what you just said.
You know, and I don't know what the spread's going to be, but I just got to go with, you know, I got to go with the flow, as they say. But, you know, I really watch it for the commercials. There's no doubt about it, me and everybody else.
For sure. Steve, as always, thank you, sir, and enjoy your weekend.
You too, Randy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Steve Savanu, everybody, Audio-Technica. So we will be doing that as a contest. Who wins the Super Bowl? Who wins the coin flip? Who scores first? And the winner of tomorrow night's main event between your former champion, Johnny Hendricks, and Steve Wonder Boy, what's his last name?
Thompson.
I just went blank. I couldn't think. I almost called him Steve Wonder Boy Wonderlick.
Yeah, no.
But that's not it.
Not that one.
But that's not
it. Going back to the spread, the Panthers are favored by 5.5, and the over-under for the game is 45.5.
I think
it gets that many points. That's kind of high.
Well, you know, it's the number one offense against the number one defense, which doesn't happen all the time.
Both defenses are pretty sturdy.
Yeah, but the Denver's defense is the number one, and I think I saw something the other day that said of the 11 times in the Super Bowl that the number one defense has been in, I think it's 9 of 11 have won.
Ooh, that's an interesting little stat.
I think the stat come midnight Sunday night, 9 of the number one defenses have won out of 12. After Sunday.
Nice.
Right now it's 9 out of 11.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I like Carolina.
Yeah.
I'll give 5 points. I like that. Now, let's get into real quickly. A lot of Buccaneer fans on posts, on message boards and whatever, calling out other people for rooting for, picking, or going with Carolina. Basically, they're saying, if you're a Buck fan, the Panthers.
Sure.
Here's my pick, and then I'll explain why, and then we'll move on to more talk about the Super Bowl. I am picking the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. I think the Carolina Panthers win the game. Mm-hmm. I think the Carolina Panthers have the best football player in the world right now. Mm-hmm. I think they have a pretty good quarterback as well. Didn't get lost there, huh?
No, okay. I'm tracking.
I want the Carolina Panthers to win for the same reason Steve Savanu just said.
Right.
My sister, my brother-in-law have season tickets to the Carolina Panthers. I want them, even though it won't be quite the same, I want them to experience what you Tampa Bay fans experienced in 03, 02 season, January or February, whatever it was, of 03 in San Diego. I want my sister to experience that. She has spent a ton of money supporting the Carolina Panthers, sitting in the snow. And we got a cool little gift coming to her for that as well.
Now, what was the issue? Because there was a season ticket holders and employees of the team. What was the controversy there?
I don't know if it's controversy because I don't know where the tickets came from.
Okay.
All right. So I'm just going to tell you what the talk has been. I don't know. 5,000 tickets were given to Carolina Panther employees.
Okay.
So the owner is taking his entire staff. Everyone that works for the Carolina Panthers are going to the game.
Very awesome.
Now, what some people are saying, and it may be out, it may be, you know, we don't do research here, so we don't know
right
where the tickets came from. Did that come from the 11 or 12,000 ticket allotment that the Carolina Panthers get? Yes. Okay, there you have it. All right, and I thought it was, okay. but I wasn't sure.
Gotcha.
So where people are pissed, including my sister and brother-in-law, is those 5,000 tickets could have, should have, would have gone into the lottery for season ticket holders. But instead, he purchased them and is taking the staff.
So instead of 11,000 tickets, it's down to 6.
Right. And it's one of those, is that good or is that bad? I think it's an awesome move by the owner of a football team.
It's classy.
Because I'm not looking for those tickets.
That's true.
My sister and brother-in-law are pissed because that they're spending season ticket money, that those tickets are not available. So it's one of those, he's rewarding his employees, saying a big F you, I guess, to his ticket holders. But are those ticket holders going to give up tickets if their team win the Super Bowl this year?
Probably not.
And if they do, somebody will scarf them up. You know what I'm saying?
They went to the Super Bowl. I mean,
so
that's going to get some fans.
Is it controversial? Yes, no, not really, sort of, kind of. He's taking care of his employees. I told my sister, if you win the lottery, the first thing I would do is call a ticket broker and sell them.
Sell them.
But I also said, it is an experience like no other. It's
as
one
a fan
thing,
if you've never been before.
Exactly. As a fan, I don't necessarily get, you know, I used to go to the Super Bowl. I went to 15 or 18 straight. I haven't been in 4 or 5 or 6 or whatever. I don't miss it. I don't miss it. And I even said towards the end that I would fly home Saturday night or Sunday morning. I could care less about the game. It's just another football game. I'm not a fan.
Or you couldn't care less, but.
What'd I say?
You could care less.
I could care less. I couldn't. I thought I said I couldn't.
You maybe
just didn't hear the D apostrophe T thing. But if you're a fan, if you're a knucklehead that's willing to sit in snow and freeze, then you might enjoy that experience, even though it's going to cost you $2,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, probably about $8,000 to $10,000.
Jeez. Gosh.
It's crazy. Tickets are $1,000 apiece, $850. Airfare, let's just say, is $800. Hotel is going to be at least $400 or $500 a night, unless you're in Oakland. And then don't bring money for to pay for bills, because it's Oakland. So, speaking of Oakland, did you see Golden State went to the White House?
I did, and I saw some of it was back and forth. That was pretty spot on. What was it? He was saying that Steph Curry was clowning.
Yeah.
I think it was. Yeah. And then I really liked the bit where he said that we're in the presence of some of the best basketball players of all time, the best team of all time. Welcome, Steve Curry from the 94-95.
So he said that either way, he's going to win. I neglected sad news. I mean, it's always sad news when someone passes away.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those groups that I listened to as a kid, got to interview Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then Maurice White passing away yesterday, I was told. Again, we didn't research it out to verify it.
Third.
I was just told. I'm sorry?
Maurice actually passed away on the 3rd.
On the 3rd. All right. So, no, 2 days ago.
Close. Pretty close.
And
week.
Yeah, but I didn't know about it until lunch today. And that could be the most intimidating interview I have ever done.
Was that because of just who it was, or was it the demeanor, or what was about that interview?
I think it was a little bit of how you acted when you first walked in the door. I wanted to be prepared. It was one of those,
gotcha.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is here. We'd like you to interview him. And it was on TV. So, I'm not very comfortable on TV anyway, because I have the face for radio. So I'm like, well, can I have a minute? And they're like, no, you need to do it right now. So TV, Earth, Wind, and Fire, a group that I've listened to for 40-some years, not really knowing where I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And Maurice being obviously the leader of Earth, Wind, and Fire, Philip Bailey and Maurice's brother, the three that I interviewed, obviously that is Earth, Wind, and Fire. They've got more, but that's the three. Maurice White was the coolest dude, a black belt, I think it was in Taekwondo and something else.
Really?
So obviously we turned right into sports. And,
sure.
He gave me his home number, call me anytime. Really, really a good class guy. And, I listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire all the time. I'm a big fan of Philip Bailey. And sad news. It's sad news anytime. But like I said, the most intimidated I was until it started, and just a class act by MW.
He passed away from the effects of Parkinson's disease in his home in L.A. He was 74. I like how you said you have the face for radio, because now on Facebook, I keep on getting these notifications.
Sad notes.
Randy is live now.
I'll tell you what. Construction is going to start next week to redo our studio.
I've been hearing this for a while.
I know, but now there's a reason to do it. See, before, you know, I've been wanting to do certain things in here, and I need to get a hold of Lightning Steel and get that done. We're going to do some lighting.
Johnny Lightning.
But now on Facebook, if you're not aware of this, boys and girls, there's a live thing where you can see us live. Mm-hmm. So when I go to Vegas and broadcast, whether it's Knockout Radio or Talking Sports, I will hit the live button. If I have a celebrity on and they're sitting at our table or whatever we're doing, bam, I'm going to have this camera, my phone set up. It's just a phone.
Right.
I guess you could do it on your computer too, but I'm going to have a little tripod. We'll put the phone on the celebrity, and bam, now we're live. When I go to Ireland, Germany, Turkey, Tuscaloosa, wherever.
Brazil. And then the phone will get stolen.
Well, not in Brazil, because I'll have bodyguards and all sorts of stuff. So, all right, we are
Last time, too.
That's true. It certainly didn't help us any. All right, we're, a third down?
We're over.
Two-thirds to go. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll reach out to Toby Hall. His charity event is next week. A cool golf tournament with great prizes just for signing up, just for paying the entrance fee. Some of the gifts that you get are going to equal and go over what it would cost to sign up. So definitely well worth it. We'll get info from Toby Hall at the bottom of the hour. Perry Vanderbeck will be on here about 15 minutes or so as well. The assistant GM of your Tampa Bay Rowdies. I was going to sing, but right now I won't. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick Verheer at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Right now, because that was amazing. That was amazing.
Well, we will be doing that soon on Facebook. We will be going live for sure. All right, Toby Hall coming up in about 4 or 5 minutes at the bottom of the hour. More sad news: Bret Hart has come out, the legendary wrestler, fighting cancer.
Man,
sad news. I mean, sucks to get old.
Did you say what type?
I believe it was colon.
Oh.
I believe, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Not that any one is better than the other, but that's a bad one.
It is not good for sure.
Jeez.
The Rugged Maniac coming up April 23rd. And guess what I have for you today?
Who's you?
You.
Who's you?
You. Use. Use.
Use.
Utes.
The two what?
I have your promo code so that you can enter. The Rugged Maniac, April 23rd. We have Eric from Denver flying in.
Yes,
we have Shane coming in from Ohio.
Ohio.
So if you'd like to participate, 3 mile, I think it's 20 obstacles.
Roughly.
25 obstacles. I think it's 25 obstacles. And, well, I can tell you right now because I got the commercial that I'm going to voice later today. 25.
25
epic obstacles.
Epic obstacles.
You can get
3 miles.
You can maybe you're gonna do it.
Ooh,
there you go.
Sounds fun.
There you go. You are set. So, all right. So the Super Bowl tomorrow.
It's a Super Bowl.
Well, you know that's how Super Bowl came from.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. The owner of the Kansas City Chiefs was sitting in his kitchen with his family. And they were discussing, and she was playing with the Super Ball. As the, the mensch on the bench said, aha, Super Bowl. We are going to roll with the Super Bowl.
Gotcha.
I think.
Who was in the first Super Bowl?
I believe that would be Kansas City and Green Bay.
Yes, Green Bay won.
Aha! So why did he get the right to call the game when he lost?
Was he also the commissioner?
I don't know. He wasn't a commissioner. I believe he was the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, I know in some sports there's been some overlap, like in baseball, Bud Selig, also owner of the...
Do I throw out something Brewers. That's controversial?
Duh.
Bucks tickets prices went up 20%.
20%?
20%. A lot of people are not happy.
Well, when, yeah.
All right, let's move along.
Okay.
Let's not, okay, so we won't touch that one too much.
Yeah, let's not.
We'll wait till after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Because right now all the excitement is on the Super Bowl.
Let's give it some time. Give it some time.
Hoopla. Are you into the hoopla? Are you?
Meh. Nah. I'm more curious with the whole Manning off the field stuff.
Or
the investigation.
Or the Cam Newton off-the-field stuff. Did he really need to say this, some of the stuff he said?
You're going to have to educate me.
And shockingly, Stephen A. Smith has said that he supports everything that Cam Newton said. I'm so surprised.
This is my shocked face.
Cam Newton didn't need to say in that press conference or any press conference that he is an African-American quarterback. Because this is my no kidding.
Yeah,
I have eyeballs.
Right.
I can tell that. And until we stop saying stuff, he's a quarterback.
Yeah.
He is a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I go up and ask him a question when they come to town and say, do you consider yourself a great African-American quarterback?
He's probably going to correct you and say, well, I'm a great quarterback. I'll just great quarterback.
I guess one of the greatest questions ever asked at Media Day was somebody asked Doug Williams how long he's been a black quarterback.
As opposed to a white quarterback. Huh. Yeah. Unnecessary. I don't find that news at all. It shouldn't be talked about. Whatever. And that's why I'm way more interested in what's going on with Manning and investigations and medical records and recanting of statements. That's the stuff that has more oomph behind it. That's something that's...
Why don't they leave Lance Armstrong alone?
Hey, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
You threw me on that one.
Yeah. Well, because how many times did Lance Armstrong deny? Okay, I did it.
Yeah, fair enough. But we're getting into people going back on their statements, reporting on investigators, whether they were being aggressive or forceful in a sense that they were intimidating. I guess Sly has said that they were not. That
Sly were, Stone?
Yes. Sylvester Stallone was saying that they were really professional.
That's God, you are on point today. I cannot believe this. It's days like today when you're like this that we need 7 hours.
I am very good for a very limited amount of time.
I'll take one every half an hour.
Okay.
One of those every half an hour would be classic.
They were real professional.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you knock him down. What you try knocking me down?
Anyway.
Screeching halt.
So I guess he said that they were very professional and...
One of our researchers just texted in.
Okay.
You know, right. Some of the people that do work on this program said premium teams, premium price for season tickets.
Okay, so only certain games.
Is it
they went up?
Teams that are better than Tampa Bay?
Well, yeah, what's your definition of a premium team?
Or is it just teams that have a superstar?
Yeah.
You know?
So ticket prices went up
20%.
20%. Okay.
They're going to be better next year. Okay. I really believe that.
So, okay, I guess since it is the
end. No. Only in your Sly voice.
It's the end of the season. Who they going to take next year?
All right.
Yeah, that was bad. Anyway, where do you go from there? You have the draft coming up. They're already thinking about it. They have to. Cutter and the staff are in light. Right. They're trying to figure out where do they go from here. They have their off-season.
I got the bat signal the other day.
From
okay, I'm sitting in my living room doing what I do best.
From the commish.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. And right, Commissioner Gordon flashed the bat signal. And Rondé Barber and Jason Light having a little meeting at the Press Box Sports Emporium.
Really?
Yep. That seems to be their hangout. So if you're trying to get in touch, if you want to get some info, if you want to overhear, head out to the Press Box. You never know when Jason Light is going to be there. Back to whatever you were.
So what do they do? Yeah, what do they do for the free agency? What do they do for the draft? From what I have seen from the four-letter network, they're predicted at number 9 to take a defensive end from Oregon.
No, the ones I've seen was the guy from Florida, the cornerback.
Let me look this up because I think McShay was saying.
Hargraves? Vernon Hargraves, I believe. And I've seen that at the bottom of, the four-letter network. You know, it kind of floats around and that kind of stuff. But that's what I would like to see. That's what they need to address, you know, the DBs.
Okay, let's see. DeForest Buckner, number 9 overall from Oregon, defensive end.
Okay, I've seen, in case you didn't just hear what I just said,
I did.
I've seen the scroll on the bottom of the four-letter network say the corner from Florida.
Right.
Which will change six times.
Right. What, taking out mock stuff, what is the next, what's their most needed
DBs.
They didn't need.
They need corners. They need safeties. They need people to cover a wide receiver. Let's start there. That will be, if they don't take in the first, they will address that in the draft. I mean, in free agency. They're going to address the corners. They're going to address the D-line. That's their two biggest needs after they sign Doug Martin. I don't see any way Doug Martin leaves.
You have to keep him.
When it's your offensive coordinator is now your head coach, so he has worked, unless he doesn't like Doug Martin, which I would find hard to believe.
Right.
What he did last year with what they had last year, I think Doug Martin stays. I saw a picture that he was in a Washington Redskin helmet. Now, I know it was, where they do it on the computer? Photoshop. Yeah. I know it was Photoshopped and stuff, but I don't see that. I see Doug Martin staying. And again, because Cutter was the offensive coordinator and all that, it all plays hand in hand. I don't think you go with the other running backs, everybody else. Doug Martin proved a lot of things last year, and then you address those positions that I just said, mm-hmm. the DBs, maybe a good defensive lineman. It's a nice D-line, but it's not a great D-line. Name somebody on the defensive line. Name somebody. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So other than, obviously, McCoy, but that – I would almost guarantee that their first pick will be a back. Take that to Las Vegas, to any Las Vegas place, and wager $1.2. What? You don't like that?
1.2.
1.2. I put $1.20 on it. All right, $1.25.
Ooh, high roller.
That's who you address. That's what you address. That's what you do.
Okay.
But right now, let's just worry about tomorrow, and let's worry about who wins the coin flip. All right, so here's my predictions. Denver wins the
tomorrow.
Coin flip. Who's Sunday. Who's the home team? Who's making the call?
Yes.
I don't care. Denver's going to win the flip, and Denver is going to defer. Carolina?
Doesn't the higher seed or the better – how do they do that?
It's in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say that Carolina is going to be the home team. I don't know if they are or they're not, and really I don't care. Denver's going to win the flip. Denver is going to defer. Carolina is going to score on their opening possession. And I'm going to go with Wonder Boy.
You know you don't get to enter into your own contest, right?
They're just my picks.
Okay. Why are you picking Wonder Boy?
Johnny needs to
you
come in.
You knew I was going to ask
I
that.
Know. Johnny Hendricks has not been the same since he won the title.
He is not.
Now he sold the steakhouse. So I don't think, he did. Uh-huh. So we don't necessarily need to worry about that.
He says he's on point for his weight.
Good for him.
Which he said has said in the past.
I'm going to go with Thomas.
Okay.
Thompson. I'm going to go with Thompson. And, I think it's going to be an interesting fight. I think the only way Johnny wins is by knocking him out, and I don't think that happens. I don't think that happens.
Just because Stephen Thompson can weather the storm.
Well, it's that he's going to move around a whole lot. He does a lot of the karate
his
stuff.
Cardio
and,
his cardio
is off
days.
The insane. I think his cardio will be decent. It's obviously five rounds now, where before it was going to be three. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see how it plays out.
So, basically, just Thompson should wear him down in the first three and just get to the championship rounds and let him tire out?
Exactly. And more importantly, when we're talking cardio, let's talk about the co-main event, Roy Nelson.
Yes, exactly.
How about that?
Yeah.
Big fatty himself returns.
I will take Nelson in this one over Jared Rosholt.
Yeah. I think that would be a really good and almost easy pick.
Yeah.
I don't know about easy, but I think it'll be a good one.
Alex Nicholson is up on the main card?
Well, I posted that and tweeted it. He first put it out on Facebook.
Okay.
And then we redid it.
Gotcha.
This is his inaugural UFC fight, and he's on the main card.
Yep. Debuting. It's going to be a pretty – I wouldn't say it's a big card to be making your debut on.
Yeah. Well, originally, it is because it's the Super Bowl card. It's not a Super Bowl card. It's the Super Bowl card.
Yeah.
The haven't been announced Tampa card is off the hook. April 17th. As soon as tickets go on sale, you want to make sure you're at Emily Arena April 17th because that card definitely is a Super Bowl card. It's going to be unbelievable. What are you looking at me like
why,
that for?
Why is that?
Who, you got Rashad on it. You got Shogun on it. Machida's on it. Now, granted, they're fighting all each other. Henderson's on it.
I haven't seen any of this yet.
Yeah, we'll pick it up, pull it up. We'll hit a break. We'll touch base on it real quick. Perry Vanderbeck will be on momentarily, the assistant GM of your The Rowdies Run Here. All right.
Enough oh, on. God.
This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at MassageLux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
You probably think fairs are just rides, animals, and food, right? At the Florida State Fair, you'll get that and so many more ways to discover the fun. See interesting exhibits, arts and crafts, Cracker Country Living History Museum, and concerts from performers like Robert Cray and Colt Ford. You can also explore the taste of the fair, state robotics championships, and a live butterfly experience. There's so much more to explore at the Florida State Fair, now through the 15th. Purchase tickets at the gate or save time online at floridastatefair.com.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Emily Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, folks, John Madden here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. I mean, I love this guy.
That's cool.
All right, so in and out of every break, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes.
The legendary legend himself, Maurice White, passing away this week. Rest in peace. Love the music, everything about it. You know, there are certain songs that when you hear it, you can't get it out of your head. And I know I've been singing the Rowdies theme song.
Yeah.
You know, off air, I won't do it on air. Ryan Bader, we've talked about on Knockout Radio, has been on the Knockout Radio program longer than anybody, correct?
Yeah, it's up there.
Our next guest has been on this show longer than anybody else. I mean, we go way, 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 way back.
Don't date yourself now.
Yeah, well, we all started doing this when we were 2 years old. Let's welcome back to the program. It's been a little while. Perry Vanderbeck. Perry, how are you?
Good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. Like I said, I can't think of anybody that has been on my show longer than you and I.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a good ride.
It's been a long, long time, and we're 8 days away from another season starting up for the Tampa Bay Rowdies.
We are, yes. Yeah, we're very excited about it. Yeah, we got this this new preseason exhibition series that we're hosting. And, again, you know, you look at over the past, you know, we played some local colleges and some NASL teams. And, you know, a couple times we got lucky and played some international games out at IMG. But now we got an opportunity here with six MLS teams in the area to play some exhibition games. And, again, it'd be a good test for us, even though it's early in preseason. You know, it's something that, you know, obviously we're looking forward to.
Hey, Perry, this is Alex. How does something like that come along? Is that a testament to the improvement of the Rowdies over the last couple of years, and they've worked their way into that situation to garner this level of attention and the level of competition coming in?
It does, Alex. I think it's two things, because, you know, you've got these teams that have consistently come down and trained in the area. And a lot of the times they were, you know, down at IMG as a base, and then they were just kind of, you know, going to Orlando, coming to Tampa, you know, maybe going to Jacksonville. So with the opportunity, we've got one of the teams, the Philadelphia Union, who actually have signed an agreement in Clearwater. Hopefully Toronto FC will do that next year in Dunedin. But in Montreal, obviously they're going to be using our facility for a little bit of time here in the preseason. So again, you know, with the Rowdies, from what we've built over the last couple of years, you know, having these teams in the area, we just said, you know, let's just have this, you know, little exhibition series. And that way it benefits, you know, both teams, both leagues. And you know, that's how it all got started. So they've been down here in the area, and they're going to continue to come down here in the area. And I think that says a lot about, you know, soccer, the level in this area here, obviously, you know, in the Tampa Bay area. Because, again, this is, you know, something we're starting this year. But it's something that we want to continue as we go forward.
Before Alex asks you all the technical soccer questions, Perry, talk about, you know, the Rowdies and Al Lang and, you know, being down there on the water and the whole atmosphere of soccer down there.
You know, it's been really, really exceptional since Mr. Edwards took over. Again, we had this opportunity. You know, he brought the team to St. Pete. And I don't know, you know, how many fans have, you know, actually that haven't seen the renovations of the stadium from last year to what it is, you know, this year. I mean, it's absolutely, you know, 100% turnaround. I mean, you just, first of all, like you said, the setting, it's right on the downtown, on the bayshore, right there on the water. So you've got that view as you're watching the game. You know, you've got a team that obviously consistently has done well over the last six seasons and getting ready to start our seventh season. So we're excited about that. Obviously, we've got some new players that we signed. And again, I just know from my experience, it's a step up from, you know, years past. So we're very excited about that. And just, you know, the atmosphere, because, you know, when we first started over here, and what was in 2011, you know, the field was just going one direction. Now we got a situation where the field, you know, runs obviously east and west. It's a proper size. It's 75 yards wide, 115 long. And then you've got seats that are on the, we call them the midfield reserve seats. They're on the other side of the stadium. So you're right there next to the players on the bench. You know, you're up close to the action. And again, just, you know, in everybody that watches the game, that's where they want to be. So we're excited about that. And it's going to continue to grow. Mr. Edwards has a vision. Okay. This is just, you know, the first 2 years that he's been involved with the team. And again, knowing and being in, you know, obviously his company and his meetings, you know, there's plans to grow. So he's got that vision, and that's what he wants to do.
Going along with that growth, as soccer in this area and the Rowdies themselves continue to grow, how do you go about doing your job trying to bring in players, the right players, not only for the team, but to draw in the attention of the fan base as well. You have guys like Denny Mwanga was a guy in the MLS, play with Orlando some, and then you have names that are sort of from the past but had a lot of attention, like the signing of Freddie Adu. Bring them in. How are you going about bringing in the big names but making sure they're right for the team?
Well, again, that's this process we go through with the the head coach Stuart Campbell and his technical staff. Obviously, you know, people call it our off season, but it's our busiest time because, again, you know, you look at the landscape here in the U.S. You've got, you know, MLS, you've got the NASL, you got the USL. So there's a lot of leagues, there's a lot of teams, and there's only so many players to go after. You know, the quality players, and we're right there competing with the rest of the leagues. You know, we brought some players in from the past that have played in MLS, and, you know, some have done well and some of them have moved on. But, again, as we evaluate, you know, in our mind, in the process that we go through, we're trying to bring here players that not one are just good players, but they have good care for the community because, again, you know, in my past with the Rowdies, that was one thing that the Rowdies were always connected with the community. So we want to be, you know, obviously not only, you know, very good on the field, but also very good off the field. And we know that's important for, you know, this franchise, which, in my opinion, is the model franchise of the North American Soccer League. So, again, it's not an easy task. You know, we get calls from, you know, players, agents, coaches, recommending a lot of players. And, you know, just doing our diligence, watching a lot of video, obviously a lot of video, and, you know, talking with agents. And sometimes we got to go and look for ourselves, or we actually bring players in. Right now, we're at 24 players, and we're looking to sign a couple more. Obviously, you know, for us, one you mentioned about, you know, having good players, having good name players, players that will attract, you know, a larger audience. Those are some of the guys that we're after. So, again, we still got some work to do, and, you know, we'll get it done before the season starts.
Perry, let me ask you this. How has soccer in the community changed, you know, over the past couple years or going back to – years ago when you and I used to talk soccer on a regular basis?
Well, you know, it's changed a lot. It's always changing. You know, you look at the, you know, just, you know, tonight the U.S. is playing Canada. So just the exposure of all the games that are on TV, you know, and again, myself as being a former professional, you know, when I always go out there and talk to players in the community and coaches, I always remind them that you got to become a student of the game. You know, you got to come and watch games. Or, you know, if you can't always come to our games, watch some games on TV. And I think with all the exposure it's gotten, you know, over the years, obviously it's just, you know, the level of soccer, I just think not just in the Tampa Bay area, but just, you know, nationally, obviously it's continued to just step by step, just get better and better. And again, it's just because there's, you know, the professional teams, the viable leagues that we have, and it just, everything is just moving forward. It's, again, I've been here since 78, but I always look at the U.S. right now with what's going on. You look at just internationally, they're going to hold the Copa Centenario this summer in the United States. So that's the 100th anniversary of that tournament is now going to be held in the United States. So you're looking at 10 teams from South America in the CONMEBOL and 6 teams from CONCACAF. But, you know, that tournament, that event is played right here nationally. And it's tournaments like that. It's the exposure we get from TV that, again, it just helps not just with the players but also with the fan base. And that's how it continues to grow.
And speaking of fans, Perry, talk about any other or try to bring up any other sport that the fans have more fun than rowdy fans and soccer fans.
I know, Randy. You know, it's a family sport. You know, you look and, you know, even though the I kind of feel for the, you know, the soccer moms and the soccer dads because, you know, during the week, you know, that's their duty. They're taking their son or daughter to practice. And if they've got two kids, one probably trains on Monday and Wednesday and the other one trains on Tuesday and Thursday. Oh, and by the way, they play on Saturdays and so do the Rowdies. But it's always cool to come to the game and you see the kids, they show up and, you know, we try to do a lot of activities with them. You know, sometimes it's outside the stadium. A lot of times it's in. But things like that really attracts, you know, the younger kids to come here to have that experience. You know, one thing we always do is we always make ourselves available for the fans. So you'll see the players when they're walking off the field, win or lose, rain or shine, you know what, they get their heads up, they see the fans as they're coming off, they smile. You know what, they do some autographs for them. So we always want to stay connected with, you know what, our biggest supporters. And we got, you know, our supporters group, Ralph's Mob, continues to grow every year. You know, they start over at the Rowdy's Den, which is about a block and a half away. They put on their game face. They march over to the stadium. And, again, it's a great group. They're very supportive of the players. You hear them chanting the whole time. And that's the atmosphere. And a lot of times, Randy, you find yourself as you're driving home, you know, you're singing the songs. You know, they just stay with you. And, you know, again, that's what it's all about.
That definitely is what it's all about. Perry, thank you for your time. We're going to be involved all season long. We're going to do a Rowdy Minute with you guys every Friday. We're going to be out there covering every game. We're looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll speak to you really, really soon.
Yeah, Randy, thank you very much, and I really appreciate it. This event that we're holding, these exhibition series, it's, you know, you got six teams in MLS along with the Tampa Bay Rowdies, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of international stars here. You got Didier Drogba, Frank Lampard, David Villa. You got Sebastian Giovanco, who was the MVP of Toronto last year. Local guy, Bobby Boswell, grew up playing in Carrollwood. You know, went to play in high school. Obviously, was a walk-on in MLS. Obviously, he's playing for DC United. You got Michael Bradley, Josie Altidore, that played with the U.S. national team. So if you're looking for, you know, a game to go see and obviously some players, you know, that obviously stars, you know, obviously, you know, in MLS, now's the time to come out and see him play. So you looking get, forward to it. But thanks, Randy. I appreciate it. Always good to talk to you and Alex.
Thanks, Barry. I appreciate it. You can get more information at rowdiessoccer.com. We'll be out there. You guys will be out there, you and Sean KO Radio.
These are some gigantic names. I know, again, trying to grow the awareness of soccer in this area, those are some really big names.
The names are so big that somebody like myself that's not the biggest soccer fan, you know, right. You guys are huge soccer fans. You know, I'm not the biggest soccer fan, and I know some of these names.
Yeah. Yeah, you see on the four-letter network, you see them talking about, especially Jose Altidore, Michael Bradley, two of the top names from the U.S. national team. They're the ones that are going out and representing the country when it comes World Cup time. Play and continue to play at the absolute top level.
God, sing the song. Sing the Rowdy song.
Yeah. I haven't heard it in a long time.
It's in my head 24-7, all the way back into the, you know, 80s. Late 80s.
I'm glad you brought it up. I wasn't going to try to date him, but Perry's a very experienced guy. He wasn't only a professional. He was actually also part of the U.S. national team. He had 23 games with them as well as two goals for them as well. So obviously brings a lot of experience to the team. He's been with the team for a while now, and they have had some market improvements over the last couple seasons to the point where hey, eventually it might turn into a situation like Orlando where they had a team that ended up going up to the MLS.
RowdySoccer.com. Get information. Get your tickets. Get out there. Join Alex, Sean, KO Radio, and the rest of, what is it, Ralph's? What was the group called? What did Perry call the guys? The Crazies?
Yeah, I don't know.
He just called them, whatever it was.
I know they started the Rowdy's Den.
Rowdy's Den's right around the corner. But UFC tomorrow night, some football game on Sunday.
Something like that.
Give me your picks. Answer the four questions.
Okay, so who wins the coin toss? I say Carolina wins the coin
toss. Of course you do.
Toss.
I would expect nothing else.
Carolina wins the coin toss.
Go ahead.
So I do think Denver scores first. Carolina wins. And
who gets the ball first?
No, Denver.
Denver wins the coin flip or Denver gets the ball first?
Carolina wins the coin flip. Denver gets the ball
first. No way. No. How?
Yeah.
Carolina's not going to not take the ball first. They're the offense.
They defer.
No, they don't. They're not going to defer. Denver wins the flip. They defer. Carolina scores first. Carolina wins the game. And Wonder Boy wins. Hit us up, everybody. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy your Super Bowl party.
Stay warm.
Rowdy Minute next Friday. It'll kick off. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wags.
Have a good one.